None of the extraordinary warning from the technology company Samsung to its customers that they should be careful about what they say around their new smart TVs with voice recognition technology. The TVs are able to record and transmit the information to a third party. The company says the information's only being collected in order to improve its voice recognition product. But critics say it raises serious questions about whether customers are able to make an informed choice on trading away their right to privacy. Nick Grimm has our report.
Do you know those lengthy disclaimers, terms of agreement and warnings you get nowadays when you buy or sign up for a new product or service? Well, if you're like most people, you probably don't read them. And let's face it, who has the time? Especially if, like one Samsung customer, you're busy pulling your brand new latest generation smart TV out of its box. But instead of being glued to his new telly, that customer read Samsung's privacy policy and then posted on social media what that policy says about the TV's voice recognition feature. It went viral, triggering global panic as mainstream media outlets like CNN grappled to get their talking heads around it.
Samsung is always listening. As their own privacy policy makes clear, this is in the fine print now, folks, it says, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured, and get this, transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition.
In fact, broadcasters have been quick to draw comparisons with George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, which depicts a totalitarian future in which homes are constantly monitored by thought police via what Orwell described as telescreens, capable of hearing and watching what the home's inhabitants are saying or doing. In the spiritual home of television, the United States, the revelation has been deeply troubling.
Our TVs might be eavesdropping on private conversations and then sharing the info over the web. Now, not us. I don't hear a darn thing you're saying.
They've been talking to and yelling at their TV sets for as long as they've been around.
So is television bringing Orwell's dark imaginings to reality? Or is it just another gimmicky new feature we won't understand how to use? This promotional video on the internet sets out to explain the appeal of voice recognition technology.
The future has arrived, and as predicted by countless sci-fi movies, it is gesture and voice controlled. So, say goodbye to your remote and hello to your TV. Or rather, hi TV, power on.
And as you might expect, the TV turns on seemingly all by itself.
Once you've got the TV's attention, you can jump straight to several of the TV's main functions by saying one of the commands listed on the screen. Adjusting the volume or changing the channel is as simple as saying what you want to do. Hi TV, channel up.
And you can probably get the idea. Trouble is, for anyone anxious about being overheard by their appliances, increasingly more and more of them are cocking an ear in our direction.
Unfortunately, this type of surveillance is pervasive in the homes, and it just gets to the main point, which is you should be able to watch your TV without your TV watching you.
Your lock recognizes you automatically.
It's what they call the Internet of Things, everyday electronic devices that are not only internet ready, but raring to get online and share data with the outside world. It includes music players, systems for controlling lighting, heating and cooling, central locking, refrigerators. It goes on and on. Lawyer Kalia Barnes is a privacy issues expert with the US-based Electronic Privacy Information Center. She told CBS News manufacturers need to be doing more to build privacy safeguards into the operating systems of new products.
Companies could go further by advocating for privacy-enhancing techniques, which would minimize or eliminate the collection of personal information.
Look, anything with a microphone and an internet connection could potentially be used as something that could, quote-unquote, listen into you.
Luke Hopewell is editor of the online technology journal Gizmodo.
Now, obviously, no one's going after those just yet because the incentive has to be there. The reason that there's more malware for Windows PCs, for example, is because there's a larger market base. Unless there's a good, provable market base for these smart TVs to hack information from people sitting in front of them, people aren't going to obviously go after them. There's got to be a honeypot there to encourage hackers. But anything with an internet connection in your home needs to be safe, secure, and locked down.
For its part, Samsung has told the media that it takes consumer privacy seriously and uses industry-standard security safeguards, including data encryption. It's also advising customers they can turn off the voice recognition feature on their smart TV or disconnect it from the internet altogether. Nick Abrahams is an Australian lawyer specialising in technology, media and telecommunications.
Right at the moment, people are prepared to trade off a certain amount of privacy for increased functionality. I think with smart TVs, we weren't really aware that they were listening in, but people need to be made aware of how their privacy might be impacted and have the ability to take alternate action.
It's all about customers being able to make an informed choice.
I think that's right. I think we're going to see more, you know, we'll see smart meters in the home, meters that will, you know, be able to tell whether you're home or not, be able to turn appliances on and off. Now, there's a certain amount of privacy that you give up in doing that, but, you know, that's great functionality, better, electricity usage, better for the environment, et cetera, et cetera. That's the trade-off. We love things that are customised and that work very well for our particular circumstances, but to get there, we may need to trade some privacy rights.
That's lawyer Nick Abrahams. Nick Grimm with that mildly unsettling report.